1 Corinthians 12, verse 7 through verse 10, three verses. Paul is speaking. He says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. The manifestation of the Spirit. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. It says right here that the word of knowledge is one of those. In verse 8 it said, to another is given the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Verse 7 says the manifestation of the Spirit. I never really noticed that till I looked at that scripture the other day. He says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. I kind of like that because I think I like it better than the gift of the Spirit. We know it's a manifestation of the Spirit, the way the Spirit manifests himself. Now, that could be considered a gift, of course, but I like manifestation better. The word of knowledge is one way that the Holy Spirit manifests himself, and it certainly would be a gift, of course. So the description of a word of knowledge is simply getting information from God that you wouldn't otherwise know in the natural. Sort of like prophecy, but different. So it is kind of like prophecy. It is a type of prophecy. But it's something, we'll say a little bit more about it before we draw any conclusions. The word of knowledge has a special relationship with healing. The gifts tend to work in pairs. You have a bunch of gifts and they seem to work together. Some gifts complement other gifts. Tongues works with what? Interpretation of tongues. Tongues and interpretation. You get tongues and then interpretation of tongues operates. The gift of faith works with the gift of working of miracles. Special out of the ordinary faith that comes that causes extraordinary things to happen. And I've heard people talk about getting the gift of faith. The guy, I believe it was Ian Andrews, I believe the guy was, so they brought the woman down in front of him in a wheelchair. And he said, oh my goodness, what am I going to do with this? He was preaching on healing. But he says suddenly he just had a gift of faith that dropped into him. And he just knew that whatever he said was going to happen. He just said, get up out of your seat and walk. She got up, ran around the church three or four times. He said everybody he prayed for that evening got healed. Just, it didn't matter. Whatever he said happened because he had a gift of faith. But he said the next 3 weeks, nobody got healed. He said, I still felt the same. It just didn't work. That gift of faith wasn't there. Like it was not that nobody got healed. Now, you don't always see people get healed when you pray for them. But it just seemed like that day everything was working perfectly. So they tend to work together. Discerning of spirits tends to work together with the gift of prophecy. Was that word from God? Was that word from man? Was that word from a demon? What spirit? Discerning of spirits. Now, the gift or manifestation that works with healing is the word of knowledge. It's a special gift that works with healing. We've talked about the Logos word and the Rhema word before. The Logos word is the general body of the word. We call it the scripture. You know, we look at the scripture and say that's the Logos word, the general body of scripture. The Rhema word is a specific word for the moment. A word of knowledge would be a specific word for the moment that says somebody's going to get healed. It would just show up suddenly for that moment. A word of prophecy would be a Rhema word for the moment. You know, not going too far off the beaten track, all words, all of the Bible was originally a Rhema word because it said all scripture is by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And it says that no scripture is private interpretation because holy men of old spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So every word came that way and it was recorded, came down through history, not to get too much of a side trail there. So, the word of knowledge is a Rhema word, like prophecy. It's a word from God for the moment. And the word of knowledge is a parallel to prophecy. Prophecy exhorts, edifies, and comforts. Edification, exhortation, and comfort. So it ministers, prophecy ministers to the soul of a person, to the mind, the emotions. you know, a word will really pick somebody up. If you get a word from God, yay, the Lord says, I'm going to bless you and this is going to come. And it picks you up. It lifts you up. But the word of knowledge, what it does, it's like a coin. You got on one side, you got prophecy. On the other side of the coin, you got the word of knowledge. The word of knowledge ministers to the physical, that is to physical healing. In other words, and you've probably seen, has anybody got pain in their right elbow? You know, somebody say that, yeah, it's me, yeah. Well, God says you're healed right now. You know, it's like God will give instruction as to what he's doing. And not only just in that type of way, as we'll look, there are many ways the word of knowledge can come. Randy Clark told a story in one of these videos I was viewing about a pastor, or as a young pastor, who believed in healing. He had a woman in his church who was very sick and about to die. And he called up this guy in one of the vineyard churches to come and pray for him because he knew this guy moved in healing. And, of course, Randy Clark was a Baptist pastor. This was all new to him, you know, this idea of spiritual stuff and gifts and all of that. It was new to him. And so he saw as he was going along that this guy was taking a while to get there. And he said, I believe this woman may die before he gets here. And so he called the guy up and said, listen, she's going to die before you get here. What am I supposed to do? And he said, well, do you believe in words of knowledge? And he said, yeah, I read about that in Corinthians. He said, yeah, but do you know how to do them? Do you know how to do one? And he said, no. And he said, well, I'm going to just explain to you the five ways a word of knowledge comes. So in that phone conversation, he explained to him what he called the five ways. And since then, we've noticed there's seven ways a word of knowledge can come. But he explained to him, if I remember the story correctly, I think the woman got healed. I don't remember. It's a little vague as far as the ending. I think she got healed. So Randy asked a charismatic lady, you know, when you're a Baptist person looking for spiritual stuff, you do all sorts of things. I used to go to these churches, these wild Pentecostal holiness churches over in the country. I'm telling you, they'd have some meetings. Woo-hoo! Rolling in the floor, screaming, and just everything. I didn't know any of that stuff. But anyway, Randy asked one of these charismatic ladies, you know, how do you get a word of knowledge? And she said, well, you just pay attention to your body. You check your body before you go to church. So he didn't know what she was talking about. Eventually he understood that, look, check your body to see if you have any unusual feelings that aren't usually there. You may be having a word of knowledge for somebody. There are actually seven ways you can experience a word of knowledge. And I want you to be aware of your body as we're going over these, because we're all supposed to be moving in this. This is something that's for all of us, just like they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Who shall do that? All them who believe. So if you're operating in healing, you need this tool. The first way is you can feel it. And that's usually the most common way. Somebody said, oh, I got a pain in my left knee. Is anybody having problems with their left knee? I didn't have one. I'm just making an example. But if you got a problem with your left knee, raise your hand. Anyway, it can be just a sudden, just a short, quick, fleeting thing that comes for a second. You know, suddenly you just have a twinge in your shoulder or something. That could be a word of knowledge. Does anybody have a problem with your shoulder? You know, you can ask that. That's the most common way it seems to work. Now, you can also think it. Let me just read the list. You can feel them. You can think it. You can see it. You can read it. You can say it. You can experience it. You can dream it. So that's seven ways. Seven ways that a word of knowledge can come. Now, you don't have to be a prophet to do this, just a believer. God wants to use all of us in healing, so we need this tool. So keep checking yourself. If you feel any sudden twinges in your body somewhere, leg, knee, hip, whatever. It may be a sympathetic pain, one that's not actually yours, but maybe just for a split second or longer. You know, I remember when I was taking this study about 4 or 5 months ago, I was studying these things about the word of knowledge, and we had this assignment. We had to give case studies of us giving words of knowledge. And that'll put the pressure on you. Because you think, well, it's all good theoretically, but you know, when it comes right down to actually doing it, I don't know about that. So I'm sitting in the in the living room one day on Saturday morning, and it was the day before I was going to have to get this case study on the word of knowledge. And I said, Lord, you know, I need some words of knowledge here. Help me out. I don't know how to do this. The way it works for me is I'll get something like a tingle or sort of like a chill, you know, in a certain place in your body, kind of an electrical sort of a, you know what I'm talking about? You know, when like the hair stands up on the back of your neck, that feeling comes over a certain place in my body. And I was sitting there praying, you know, and just spending some time with the Lord. And I got a sudden twinge of electricity in my right wrist. And I'm thinking, well, I wonder if that was a word of knowledge. I said, Lord, it's too early. Tomorrow's when I got to get the word of knowledge. You know, you're too early here. I mean, I appreciate it. Maybe it's for tomorrow. But anyway, I had some things that I needed to do. We were going to go over and pray for somebody. Pastor John and I were, so I needed to get ready. Went ahead and got myself together, got ready to go. And Jenny stopped me as I was leaving. She said, could you agree with me for something before you leave? I said, sure. What is it? She said, I've been having pain in my right wrist for several days now. And I said, well, praise God. Not that she had pain in her wrist, but the Lord gave me a word of knowledge about that this morning. And pointed out that you had that situation. So let's pray. So we just held hands and prayed and asked the Holy Spirit to come and minister with healing power. And, you know, by the time we finished praying, she felt some better. But in the next couple of days, she was completely healed of that, whatever it was. And so that was just something that happened. And, you know, because, you see, the Bible says, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts. If you don't desire spiritual gifts, you're liable not to have any of them. There may be that one prerequisite that's needed. You need to desire. If you desire it, you'll ask God to give it to you. And so it's important to ask the Lord. I mean, he wants to get them to you whether you ask or not. But if you're asking, Jenny got up the next morning or maybe one Sunday morning a week or so later, and she got up and said, oh, I got cramp in my leg. And I said, well, maybe it's a word of knowledge. We came to church that day. We were preaching on some of the same stuff, teaching on it. And I remembered that. And I said, Jenny had a cramp in her right leg, in the shin of her leg this morning. Does anybody have a problem with that? And Leah's raised her hand and said she was having cramps in her leg. And so, you know, sometimes you may think, well, I've just got something wrong here. Maybe it's something the Lord's speaking to you for somebody else. And so that took place that day. And actually, I had several words of knowledge that day, and somebody responded to every one of them. I had several words that day. Prayed for B, prayed for Stephen Metzger, prayed for Stephen Pfeiffer. Several other people came up because I was just paying attention to what God was, you know, where I got these sensations on my body. Anyway, so that's the way you can kind of feel a word of knowledge. Now, you can think it. You can think a name or a place or a number or a specific disease. This is how a lot of people move in the word of knowledge. They might say, does the word Denver mean anything to you? I had a strong impression of the word Denver. Well, yeah, I was in Denver 2 years ago, was in a car accident, hurt my arm. Well, God wants to heal that arm today. In other words, it's a thought that comes to you just out of the blue. And so another way is you can see it. You may just have an impression. You may be getting ready to pray for somebody, and suddenly you see in your mind a heart or a lung. It's just something you see as you're praying, something you see in your mind. You know, and it might just be an impression. Well, and I've heard so many stories about this, that people have this little impression, and they say, well, I think I'll just save that to the last part of the meeting, because if it doesn't work, then it's going to kill the faith in the meeting. If it does work, it's going to be good, but you could also, if it doesn't work, it kills the faith. And you're thinking about that. And the guy said, you know, I gave what held that till last. It turned out that just broke everything loose. This little impression. words of knowledge that you can feel in your body are easy to have faith in. Oh, I just had a pain in my side. You know, is anybody, you can go with that pretty easily. But when you have a faint impression, that's much more difficult to step out in. You know, faith is spelled what? R-I-S-K. See, you put yourself in a position that you may end up being embarrassed if you step out in faith. That's the way faith works, unfortunately. But the thing is, it takes more faith to launch out on a little impression than it does on a real strong word of knowledge that you feel in your body. But a lot of times they lead to the greatest breakthroughs. We'll talk about that again in a minute, a specific example of that. I think I've got one here. Anyway, you can read it. You can read it. You may see a word on somebody. Look across the room and see a word on somebody. An actually written word. You ever had that happen? You know, Bill Johnson spoke of being in a meeting that they were praying for people, and he turned and looked across the room and he saw the word tumor just in hanging in the air. And he said, is anybody here dealing with the tumor? And there's about three or four people stood up, and every one of them got healed. At that moment, they just got healed of tumors. But that's the way the Lord moved in that particular meeting. See, there's a faith-building element that comes with a word of knowledge. See, the fact that the Lord calls you out publicly imparts a gift of faith for that particular situation. I'll tell you one that happened to me years ago when I was a brand-new Christian, just about 6 or 8 months in the Lord, maybe less than a year. And I was in one of these crazy Pentecostal churches. I was seeking a baptism in the Holy Spirit and thinking, well, if I got to be able to find it there. I was in a Baptist church, so I went to these crazy churches to find a baptism in the Holy Spirit. But anyway, that's another story for another day. But I finally received that later on, not under those conditions. But anyway, we were there, and they were having prayer in this rowdy Pentecostal meeting. And the pastor was up there, and two of his elders, I guess, they were praying for people. And the pastor said, somebody here has got pain in your back. Come on up here. God wants to heal you. And I was standing there in excruciating back pain at the moment. I said, well, I don't know who that is. Maybe it's somebody else. You know, I just really don't know. I think I'll just stand here. So they went on, prayed a few more people. Finally, the guy came back in and said, somebody's got back pain right here. And I said, oh, man, that's exactly where mine's hurting, right on the right side. So I immediately just went up, and as I was walking toward the platform, these three people were up there praying, and all three of them laid their hand on me. One of them said, in the name of Jesus. And the pain instantly left. I mean, it left just instantly. It was the most amazing thing. So, you know, I've been a believer in healing all these years because I saw that happen. But there was a gift of faith that was imparted. When the Lord calls you, it's like blind Bartimaeus kept crying, Lord, the Son of David, have mercy on me. And finally somebody said, be of good cheer, the Master calls you. Amen. Well, see, that's going to give you some special faith. Do you think you might get healed if the Master calls you? Amen. So, let's see where we are here. I lost track. Okay. Yeah, see, and it happened so fast, I didn't have time to think about it. It just happened before I even realized it happened. You know, a lot of times we're straining so hard to get something from God, but when He gets it to us, it'll be when we least expect it and when we're not thinking about it. There it is, you know. It's just one of the ways the Lord works in our lives. You can say it. Now, this generally happens when you're praying with somebody, you're talking with them, and suddenly you say something that comes out of your mouth you wasn't thinking about saying. You know, you just weren't thinking about saying this. Suddenly you said, you know, do you have a problem in this area, or do you have this issue with your mother? Or, well, yeah, we're kind of not speaking right now. Well, you know, you may need to deal with that before we pray. You know, in other words, the Lord will show you something. It'll come out of your mouth before you have time to think about it. Kind of like praying in tongues, you know. You don't think of every syllable when you're praying in tongues. It just comes out. But you hear yourself say something to somebody that you really wasn't intending to say. Number six, you can experience it. You remember the story of Ananias in the Bible when he had a vision and he saw himself going to a street called Straight into a certain house and laying hands on a man named Saul of Tarsus. In other words, he saw the whole thing ahead of time. Then he went and did it. You know, he saw it and then he just went and did it. That he saw it first. So it was through the experience. It happened before it happened. You know, I remember a certain minister I used to follow a lot that talked about that being in a healing meeting, and he'd be teaching or preaching and he'd look out and see somebody and the Lord would just give him a little vision. I see myself going over laying hands on that person, saying this to them, and then I see them getting up out of their wheelchair. And he said, to put it short, and so I did and they did and he did. You know, every time he obeyed that, see, that's a word of knowledge. You get that little quick vision there of something happening, and you just act it out. And the seventh way was a story that Randy Clark told about being in Mozambique with one of his interns named Timothy, and he was interviewing four different guys who had all been known for raising people from the dead. They had prayed and raised people from the dead in Mozambique. And he asked them if they got words of knowledge. And he said, oh, yeah, we get words of knowledge. Well, he said, well, do you feel them or do you see them or do you hear them? Do you read them? He said, no. He said, no, we dream them. We dream them. We have dreams. And so we just have dreams. And when we wake up from the dream, we remember the dream. And then we go and then the Lord will show us, you know, we'll be right in that same situation. And the Lord will just do mighty things. As we just act out what we saw in a dream. He said, wow, I never heard of people having dreams for words of knowledge. But he said, in 2 weeks later, he was in Brazil. And he had dreamed the night before, and he saw two hands in front of him, and one had something looked like it was stuck in it. You know, like a stick or something was stuck in his hand. And so he said, I don't know. He went to the meeting, and they prayed for people that night. And he said, I held that one to the end because, you know, I don't want to blow the meeting. I don't want to kill the faith level of a meeting if I throw something out there and it's not the Lord, you know. So he said, right at the very last thing of the meeting, he said, has anybody got a problem with your right hand? And this guy come running down from one of the balconies, come running down front and held his hands up in front of him. And the guy's hand was like paralyzed, but he had a big scar in his hand. And he said, well, let's pray. And he said, I put my hand on him, but said, before I could say, Holy Spirit, come, the guy started jumping up and down. Woohoo! I'm healed. Turns out that he had been in an accident and a stick or something had gone through his hand. And it had severed the tendons and killed the nerves and caused his hand to be paralyzed open. And he had excruciating pain and been that way for years. But he came down because of that word of knowledge and the guy was instantly healed, never had another problem with it. Praise God. Amen. So the pain was gone. That's the one he almost didn't say. There are several accounts of words of knowledge that were just, I had a little tiny impression and I didn't want to say it, so I held it. And you know, he says that as you get older, you know, there tends to be more pains in your body that just show up naturally. You know, oh, anybody know what I'm talking about? So, you know, and I'm not saying they ought to be there. Don't get me wrong. I believe they're not supposed to be there, but you don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. So anyway, you have to depend less on the word of knowledge as you get older because you never know whether it's your pain or somebody else's. But. Exactly. I'm depending on dreams now, and I'm really getting to where I'm strong on the impressions now. Forget the word. I'm going to go by the impressions now. Exactly. You know, one thing about a word of knowledge, it lets people know that God knows what your condition is. That's an amazing thing to hear that God is saying, that God let this person know that I had this condition. God's going to do something. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I found that to be true. And he doesn't do it my way. That's the weirdest thing. I've got some great plans. But he always finds another way to do it. He'll go around the mountain to get it done. You know, we were ministering over at Vision Assembly here about 3 or 4 months ago. And Pastor John was preaching, and he had his message, and then he asked all the Wellspring team to come up and pray. I think John and Megan and Jan and Janine and me and Stephen Pfeiffer. There's six or seven of us up front. Mary Carol, you were up praying too, yeah. And, they asked anybody need prayer. I think the whole church came up, and there's several hundred people there. And they all came up front for prayer. And so it was this elderly couple and three young ladies that came over to me for prayer, and they had different prayer needs and so forth. The elderly couple wanted us to pray for their son to return to the Lord, and we prayed for that. Prayed for one of the girls' mother. She wanted prayer for her mother. Then we prayed for their job situation. They all worked at Walmart. I didn't want to say that, but they were not happy with their job atmosphere and all of that. So we began to pray for that, and we all huddled together and prayed. And I was standing there, and while we were praying, there's these electric shocks ran through both knees down to my feet, just strong. And I said, "Does anybody have pain in your knees?" And this one lady standing over here said, "Yeah, my knees are hurting." So I said, "Well, let's pray for those. Let's turn over here." We all turned over to her and prayed. And, we had already asked the Holy Spirit to come, and the presence of the Lord was there. These girls were already weeping. I mean, just the presence of God was so strong, because we were just waiting for God to come and minister to these situations, taking our time. And so I asked her, "Are your knees okay?" She said, "Yeah, they don't hurt anymore, praise God." So the Lord just did that, just momentarily, suddenly. We were praying for something else, and they got the thing about the knees, and sure enough, she had knees that were hurting. And God healed them. Yeah, okay, we're about done here, so let's make sure I don't miss something, okay? We mentioned last week the importance of asking the Holy Spirit to come. That's a new thing that I didn't used to do, but it's something I always do now. Because really, if he's not there, what are you even trying for? Right, inspiration. You know that word inspiration means inspirited? It means it has spirit in it. Something that's inspired does. So it has to do with the Spirit. And it says all Scripture is by inspiration of the Holy Ghost. So we can't get anything unless it's by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He's got to inspire us. It's a good word, brother. In His presence, these gifts flow, or these manifestations. Information without inspiration. And unfortunately, we have a lot of that. There's a lot of information out there that doesn't have inspiration. What we're going to do is, and they don't recommend you do this on your regular Sunday morning congregations, but we're not a regular Sunday morning congregation. There's nothing regular about this group. See, we don't have a typical Sunday morning congregation. We have a bunch of folks who like to minister. And so we're going to pray here for just a minute or two. We're going to pray. Now, we want to be sure that we're going to have time to pray for Brother John Peterson back there as they're leaving for Brazil. But we're going to get to that. But let's do this first. But what we're going to do is pray for a couple of minutes or a minute or so. And just I want you to tune in on your body. And if you feel any unusual feelings or sensations in any part of your body, head, arm, wherever, whether it's electricity or whether it's a pain, I just want us to just try this for a little bit. Now, if nobody has anything, nothing lost. I would love it if everybody was perfectly healed and healthy right now. That'd be great. Remember, you can feel it, you can think it, you can see it, you can read it. So after we go through this exercise, we're going to pray for John and Megan. Of course, Megan, I think, has already had to leave for the Brazil trip. But anyway, I'd like to do this while we're in this moment, while we've just talked about it, rather than breaking up and then coming back to it. And so, like I say, nothing may come of it, but it may be good. So anyway, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, we ask you to come right now, Lord. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. We ask you to come and breathe upon us now, Lord. Breathe upon us with your presence. Come with healing power. Lord, we thank you for the word of knowledge. We thank you for the word of knowledge. We thank you for the word of knowledge, God. We ask you to manifest yourself, Holy Spirit. Manifest yourself, Holy Spirit, with words of knowledge. In the name of Jesus, que la masandi de beso coye mondo lebeco siti embro mende soto lebanda. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we ask you to manifest yourself with words of knowledge. Shevoli mandeso kete lebosi. Jesus' name. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Does anybody out there feel like you have anything resembling a word of knowledge? Brother John?
Yeah, I just...
Okay. Anybody having any kind of thing that deals with diabetes? Okay, Tim? I tell you what, Tim, won't you come on up? Let Dr. John come up, just lay hands on you and pray for you for that. Anybody else have any kind of words or feel like you had anything from the Lord, a sensation, a word? Yes. Anybody having dizziness or nausea? Any kind of dizziness, nausea? Okay, come on up. Come on up, Vincent, and you just lay hands and begin to pray. Josh is not there, is he? If we could start. Oh, there's Josh right there, isn't he? If you have some music while we're doing this, it would go a little bit better. Amen. Does anybody else feel like that you have any? Just go ahead and pray for him now, sweetie. Just go ahead. Yes. Okay, right arm. Okay. Okay, Mary Carol felt a pain shoot up her right arm. Anybody having any problems with right arm? Sometimes people don't say when they do, but just hang on to that for a minute. Anybody else have anything resembling a... Yes. Okay. Right hand. Somebody's right hand itching. Somebody got itching in the right hand. Oh, okay. I thought you had. All right. My goodness. Is there someone here who doesn't? Is anybody in a specific special financial need this year? Right hand?
Yeah.
Mary Carol. Okay, your mom has a condition. That was your word of knowledge.
It was the right arm.
Well, that's close enough in the same general vicinity. That's close enough. Yes, God. Amen. Well, come on up then for the right arm. Amanda, why don't you come up and pray for her, would you? This may apply to that because all this was happening about the time we were talking about that situation. And so explain to her what the need is. Explain to her what the situation is. And then y'all pray. Okay? Amen. Anybody else have anything that seems to be a word of knowledge? Yes, God. Amen. Amen. Does anybody, you know, you may not want to even say it, but does anybody feel like that word was to them? And I... Was it okay, brother? You go ahead and just lay hands on him and pray for him and just minister to him whatever you feel to minister. Amen. Say that again. The word law, the expression lost cause came to you. Okay, does anybody respond to that expression lost cause? Does that mean anything to anybody as far as... that's probably for her. Praise God. That word was for her. Amen. That's the Lord. That's the Lord right there. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that there is no lost cause for you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We call those lost cause saved in Jesus' name. Delivered in Jesus' name. Made whole in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
The Lord's arm is not short, that he cannot reach that person. There's no lost causes with God. In Jesus' name. I've been getting the spirit of rejection all morning. Does anybody in here feel that? Spirit of rejection. Yeah.
Anybody feel rejected, have been pain, grieved and pain? Your family? You mean that they reject you, or okay? Why don't you pray for? Come on up, Yvonne. Yeah, come on up. That's right. It's you. Praise. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for ministering your compassion. Minister your mercy, Lord. Minister your love, oh God. Thank you, God. We are accepted in the Beloved. We are accepted in the Beloved, in the household of God. Amen. Mary Carol. Yes, God. Yes. Elizabeth, you got one? I'm sorry. Yes. Pain in the back of the head. Okay, in your left knee. Okay. Anybody experiencing any kind of pain in the back of the head or pain in the back of the left knee? Back or side of the, around the knee area, the left knee. Anybody? Okay, you got something else. Okay. Anybody having any kind of thing in the back of the head? Just one. Okay, there it is. Come on up, Brother Sam. And Liz going to pray for you. He said he's had pain in the back of his neck, so that's close enough. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There she is. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We give you all the praise, Lord. Jesus. We love you, Lord. We give you glory and praise. You have another one, John? Right hand, right forearm. All right. Come on, brother, pray for me. Hallelujah. How about you, Ted? You got anything, brother? Heidi, how you doing? You need some prayer, maybe? You okay? Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. Jesus. Brother John, come on up. We're going to pray for you. And just anybody wants to come on up and lay hands on Brother John. They're leaving with Mary Carol. Well, I tell you, we'll just wait for Mary Carol. She's still praying.
Bless you.
Just come on up. We're going to lay hands on these folks. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. We send Megan and Dr. John and Mary Carol out with your blessing, Lord God.
Yes.
We just ask for your protection over them. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would cover them from all the harm and evil, Lord God. The things that we know to look for, and then they unseen and unknown things, Lord God. So we just ask for your covering over them.
Yes,
we pray that you have your angels around them to protect them from everything that the enemy has against them. And we just thank you, Lord, that they can walk and be joyful and just enjoy your presence, Lord God. And we just pray wherever they go to the meetings, Lord God, and to meet people in small gatherings, Lord God, that they would be anointed, Lord Jesus. We pray for healings, Lord God. We pray for joy, Lord Jesus, that this would be a joy trip and not just your average trip, Lord God, with struggles. But Lord, we just thank you for your joy, that you would release it wherever they go, that when they speak, that you would release it, that your Holy Spirit would release it, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just pray for Mary Carol's health, Lord God, that she would get over this cough and this cold, Lord. And now we just thank you for healing power for her, so she can go and minister to other people, Lord God, in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
I heard the same thing as I was walking up here. I want to touch you guys' feet. The joy is going to be with you. Lord, so this is going to be a joyful trip. That, you know, there's a new vibrance in the United States now with the hope the Lord is shining on us, and you guys are taking that light with you.
Yes.
And I heard joy when I was coming up here. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And she's just been giving joy, joy, joy. So you guys carry the light with you. Thank you, Lord. I want to go. I want to go. Carry the joy with you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Joy.
Yes, Lord. I don't care much about racing or anything, but I got this thing hit me. It says, God is removing your restrictor plate.
That's right.
The part that keeps you from going into overdrive.
Amen.
God is removing your restrictor plate. So the full bore of everything that you can do will come. You just step into it. He's removing your spirit. You don't have permission to engage it, because God is removing it. It won't be there. You can try to use it. It won't be there. All you have to do is just be obedient, and the full power of God is going to be flowing through you. Everything that you ever heard, everything that you ever studied, everything that you ever prayed is going to be there in your arsenal. Everything that you've ever experienced that has been victorious will be in your arsenal. None of your failures will be there. You can't use them. You can't call them back up. Your restrictor plate is gone. And you're not a fiat. You are a full bore, fast car, blowing everybody in the dust. Speedy.
You would shatter the paradigm, Lord. We just pray that you would just shatter
Lord, every doubt, God, that you would cause there to be an uprising of faith, Lord, that would just blow the lid off of the expectations, Father, that you would over and above and abundantly, more than they could ever ask or think, come through on their behalf, on behalf of the people that they're ministering to, Father, that you would shatter the expectations, shatter the paradigm. A new mind of faith, a new heart of faith like they've never before seen, to see what they've never seen but longed for, longed to see, to hear what they've never heard, but to hear the dumb speak and the mute speak, Lord, for deaf ears to be open, Lord, for blind eyes to be open, for the lame to walk, Father, that you would make it all possible for rolling back mental illness, for rolling back depression, Lord, for freedom. We just pray that they would break the curses of witchcraft, that they would come against the powers of darkness, Lord, to see the light of the kingdom break through in ways that they have never experienced for themselves, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Father, we just send them forth. Amen. Father, we just send them forth in the name of Jesus, Lord, with the blessing of this house. Thank you, Lord, that you go before them, you go behind them. You set their path straight before them, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for the protection of your angels. They are blessed going out, blessed coming back in, and blessed every step of the way. We thank you, Father, for that protection in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Oh, you're like hot. Yes, she is.
All righty. I told you we weren't a regular congregation.